everybody. Welcome to this week's Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab series with me, Gary Fox. If you didn't tune in last week, go back and check it out. What have you been up to? But the Idea Lab is a new series I'm running every Monday morning where I give you 10 minutes of the best content you need to know for the week ahead that can prepare you to start a new business or improve your current business or just give you something to mull over in the week ahead. Let's dig straight into it. The first thing we're going to talk about is newsletters. What? Yes. How boring does that sound? But it's an incredibly lucrative space, so stick with me. Ironically, this week, the first topic that I learned about was newsletters from another newsletter. I subscribe to a lot of niche newsletters, mainly because I'm a massive nerd, but they're really, really useful. I subscribe to things like The Hustle, and the one we're going to talk about now is Morning Brew. So what are they? They're hyper-specific publications about just a topic you're really into. So for me, obviously, really into startups, really into new business ideas, really interested in ideas that are bubbling up, maybe haven't reached Ireland yet. So I find most of those ideas, spoiler alert, from newsletters. So what are they? So they're just daily or weekly emails from publications or even often just from people. A lot of the newsletters I subscribe to are just from individual people. People like James Clear, the writer of Atomic Habits. You've heard me recommend that book 1 million times. If you haven't, go back and check it out. The most impactful book you'll read maybe in your life. But he's an unbelievably good newsletter. It goes out every week, very, very short, just a couple of ideas. I think it's called 3-2-1. It's just a mixture of ideas and quotes. Again, I listened to his podcast and he like drew me into the newsletter that way. The newsletters go really well with other forms of media. So if you're listening to this, we also have a newsletter that goes out every week about the Ideas Lab, and it creates kind of more content around it. It gives you kind of more insights. I link to a lot of things I talk about. So newsletters are just a way of reaching a very specific audience and giving them extreme value. So for example, the Morning Brew, and this is what brings me onto newsletters, the Morning Brew is on track to make $20 million this year. So why is that interesting? It's simply a newsletter. It's a daily email that goes out. Even more interesting is it got to 13 million in revenue with just 13 employees. So each employee generated 1 million euro in revenue. That's crazy. The margins on newsletters are also extremely high. I'm looking to get someone to talk about newsletter business the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that. I think newsletters and hyper-specific media is the future of all media. I think people are turning to podcasts, they're turning to YouTube, and they're turning to newsletters because they want specific hyper niche content. They don't want generic stuff anymore. They don't want generic content that is not related to them and often that they can't trust. People are very mistrusting of the mainstream media anymore. Instead, they're more trusting of podcasts, newsletters, and individuals they've invested in over the last, you know, 5-10 years. Like, look at Tim Ferriss. He's built his whole business on trust, by providing a huge amount of value and be seen as being an expert in one or two areas, you know, be the master of a couple of niches rather than just being a jack of all trades. So I would advise you to look into newsletters. They're really interesting. If you want to start off with two good ones, The Morning Brew and also The Hustle. Now, they're both very American slanted. So maybe, you know, closer to home, there's a new publication called The Currency, Tom Lyons. From the ex of the Business Post, he has started that. It's a really good publication. You know, things like that are becoming more hyper local. Again, also I subscribe to The Athletic. It's got 1 million subscribers. It's only launched a couple of years ago. That's a sports publication, daily newsletter again, and you can then subscribe further into going more niche in terms of, okay, I want it about sports, I want it about Man United, I want it about MMA. So I think hyper niche, local media is the future. So how do you make money from this? You're here to learn about new ideas and things you can add on to your business. Start your own newsletter. Make it super niche. Create your audience first and then monetize after. I give that advice to a lot of startup founders that reach out to me. Maybe they have an idea and they just haven't started yet, or they just want to run their own business this sometime in the future, but they don't know what they want to do yet. Create an audience. Create your audience and then monetize after. Provide massive value, whether into sports, fitness, whatever. The more niche, the better. And then there's loads of free tools you can use, you know, things like Squarespace, which is a website builder, but also has a newsletter function. And the biggest one that's kind of bubbling up in the last couple of months is called Substack. S-U-B-S-T-A-C-K. Substack. So you can go and check that out. There's a massive amount of great newsletters on there. And what that is simply is that you can create your own newsletter and then you can create a paywall so people can maybe get one free and then they have to pay you. It's the same, very similar to like the Patreon model and stuff like that. Newsletters. That's today's tip. Second thing, I'm not sure if this is an idea or more controversy, but is the Dean Rock frenzy that Twitter got all hot and bothered about during the week. Dean Rock, for any of you not familiar, is a six-time All-Ireland winner with Dublin and was the country's most high-profile GAA players. And this was just bonkers. And kind of this is why I've kind of gone away from Twitter recently in the last kind of year. I don't really use Twitter anymore, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But anyway, he launched his own business called the Dean Rock Free Taking Project. And what it is that he will do one-on-one sessions with you specific to GAA, specific to free taking. Pretty good idea, I think. If you could go to Rory McIlroy and say, hey, Rory, I want to improve my putting, I think it's going to cost you a little bit more than what it's going to cost with Dean Rock. People got all hot and bothered on Twitter, and GAA loyalists were out in force saying that €350 for a one-on-one session is a ripoff. How can he do this? Blah, 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 letting down the fans. Pure hysteria. So that works out at €175 per session with possibly one of the best GAA players in Ireland. So let's just step back and look at it dispassionately. It's not free to get into Croke Park. You know, the GAA is an amateur-led organization. So why should he not start his own business? It really was, I think it kind of showed up a lot of people for their kind of negativity on people kind of stepping out of the GAA limelight and trying to do something for themselves. Loads of other players have done it. Philly McMahon has started gyms and does an incredible amount of work in the community. So why not? I say good for him, and I hope he does really well. So I've changed how I use Twitter. And this is my little business tip on this topic. I don't really go into general Twitter anymore. I create lists. So lists were huge when Twitter came out first. And what that is you literally go in. It's a little hidden feature on the side. You go in, create a list, add people to it. And the beauty of it is you can create private lists. So you don't need to, you know, people don't need to know that you're on your list. You can just create private lists. So you can go Irish startup founders. You can add everyone who's a cool Irish startup founder onto it. You can go into like football, create every football writer you want to follow. And when you create, go into Twitter then, you simply go to your lists, go to Irish startup founders, and all you see is a curated feed from those people. It is superb, and you miss out on all the negativity. That's my tip for this week, create lists. Okay, I want to keep promoting Irish businesses. Two guys have reached out to me regularly over the last couple of months. And the first one is Damien Kilgallen from Sula Sleep. They launched this week. I'm going to let Damien tell us exactly what he's doing.
Hey, Gary, and hello to all your podcast listeners. My name is Damien Kilgallen, and I'm the founder of Sula Health. And we're just after launching our first product, Sula Glasses and App, on Indiegogo. Sula is the world's first discreet and ergonomic wearable light therapy device, which uses light therapy to improve your sleep, maximize your productivity, and improve the quality of your life. Check us out now on sulasleep.com or go straight to Indiegogo and find our campaign there.
Good stuff. Good luck to Damien and the lads on that. I like their innovative idea of launching on Indiegogo first. So that's a crowdfunding platform for any of you not familiar with it. Go check out the lads. I think the sleep space is getting really interesting. I know the Calm app has been hugely beneficial to a lot of people. We also have Amber Eyewear. In our house here, we use Amber Eyewear. They stop blue light blocking. So if I'm using the laptop right now and it's quite late in the evening, I wear kind of Amber Eyewear to block out the blue light. So check out that. That's a great little project. I also had an unbelievably nice email from a young chap who started his own business called Ben. And he said the podcast had given him the encouragement to go for starting his own business. And he started out something really cool. This is one of those ideas that kind of go, oh, I kind of thought that would exist already. And if not, it should. It's class. So it's basically called The Coffee Exchange. So you go to thecoffeeex.ie. And there you can go on and can log on and see all the kind of independent producers of coffee in Ireland. So it's like an ASOS for coffee. You go on, you can see all these different guys who are creating cool coffee. And you can order directly off Ben and the lad. So I really love that idea. I'm a bit of a coffee fiend. So I love that idea. So good luck to Ben and the lads in Coffee Exchange. And good luck to Damien and the lads at Sula Sleep. That's our businesses for this week. Promote them if you can. Shop or give them some support on social media. It would be great. I will see you back here next Monday morning for the next Idea Lab. Until then, have a great week and do send me on in ideas you see out in the wild. Bye-bye.